The state Supreme Court unanimously ruled that state trust lands do not come with water rights. University of Arizona Regents Professor Robert Glennon specializes in water law. He says the ruling is important because it deals with land given to the state by the federal government.
When Congress set aside things like lands for things like Grand Canyon National Park, Fort Huachuca, or the San Pedro Riparian Conservation Area, in each of those instances, it intended to also reserve water so that the purpose of the federal reservation, a park, a military base, a riparian area, could be fulfilled. But what the court said in this case is that when Congress granted to the states state trust lands, it was not setting those lands aside for some federal purpose. Quite the contrary, it was simply saying, here are some lands that we're giving the states that will help the states fund the public schools and the university system.
Part of the state's claim that trust lands should have water rights was the fact that the lands in question are arid, and by attaching water rights to them, they become more valuable. However, in the opinion, State Supreme Court Justice Pollander pointed out that when the federal government gave Arizona the trust lands at statehood, the arid nature of the property was acknowledged, so the federal government deeded more land to Arizona than to other states. Dr. Glennon says the state's argument was a legal long shot. But if Arizona had won the case, Glennon says it would have wreaked havoc on water rights in Arizona.
If it were recognized as a federal reserved right, then it didn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered that the state hasn't been using water on those lands. Because in the situation, for example, of Indian tribes, Christopher, the tribes have rights to water for the reservations, regardless of whether the tribes have ever diverted water from nearby rivers for the reservations. The rights are still there. And if that were to be the case for state trust lands, given that there are 9 million acres of state trust lands, it would have been very disruptive of existing water rights.
The way water is allocated in the state is important to keep in mind, according to Dr. Glennon. In Arizona, water rights are based on the legal concept of prior appropriation. That means, in the simplest terms, first come, first served, or the first person to divert water from a stream or river has a vested right to that water.
Since none of these state trust lands, or almost none of them, have been used for productive purposes, say to irrigate, for irrigation, there's really no viable claim to surface water under state law.
The legal concept of prior appropriation is most often found in the American West and dates back to the 1800s when miners and land settlers were staking claims on federal property. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.